A couple of years ago, an Australian filmmaker named Joe Cross came to America to make a documentary about his quest for better health. He called it Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
20 years ago, this is what I saw when I looked in the mirror. Looking good. Well, the years rolled by, and I kept seeing that same fit-looking bloke looking back at me. Who was I kidding? I didn't look like that anymore. I look like I've swallowed a sheep.
By drinking only fruit and vegetable juice, Cross claimed to have lost 100 pounds. He stopped taking medications, started exercising and spreading the word about this approach to better nutrition. Plenty of medical experts dismissed juicing, but the film had a following, and it gave a definite bump to the sale of juicers. This was not lost on Hillary Lewis, who decided to try living only on juice.
It was only 2 days, but I was like, I'm never doing this again.
But as part of a balanced diet, she thought juice was a great choice, and she could see it was taking hold in bigger cities, where financial analysts estimated the market at $1.6 billion.
In New York City, LA, there's juice bars on every corner, and then Starbucks just bought Evolution Fresh a few months ago, and they just built a $70 million facility in California.
One day, while shopping at Whole Foods, she noticed a New York brand of cold-pressed organic juice called Blueprint. She bought a bottle and took it to show her professors at the Darden School of Business, where she was working on an MBA.
I put the bottle of Blueprint on their desk and asked them how much did they think that cost. And they said, you know, $2.99, $3.99. And I'm like, nope, it costs $9.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. And I said, let's do juice.
And let's not bother with focus groups or market research. Instead, Lewis hit the road for inspiration.
This summer, I went to juice bars in San Francisco, Miami, Chicago, New York City, LA, and Austin, Texas, and I learned a lot about the market sort of that way in these juice bars and how they were selling.
The machine needed to make juice cost $700,000, so Lewis figured she'd open a juice bar to save up for the day when she could go wholesale. But then she learned it was possible to lease a machine, and the rest is history. With a staff of four, she launched LUMI, an acronym for Love You, Mean It. Partnering with a local distributor of food from area farms and kitchens, she got the product into grocery stores in Charlottesville, Richmond, Roanoke, and Washington, D.C. Brainstorming with investors, she came up with 8 different flavors, including Wahoo Orange, Piedmont Pineapple, Belmont Beet, Miami Mango, and Farmhouse Greens. The process of launching LUMI was, she says, exhausting, but an occasional bottle of juice kept her going, and in her first 2 weeks of business, she grossed $10,000. The only problem now, what to do with all the pulp? She's hoping to find an organic pig farmer or baker who could make use of what's left when the juicing's done. I'm Sandy Houseman.